Hey, it's Callie, and you're listening to a special episode of the Hippie Haven podcast. If you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you automatically get each new episode right when it comes out. While it's important that we always continue to strive for substantial change in the world around us, constant research, lifestyle changes, and/or activism can be overwhelming and exhausting at times. So I wanted to do another edition of Good News in the Sustainability Field to remind us of all the progress that's already been made. In vegan news, Del Taco will be releasing vegan tacos made with Beyond Meat on April 25th at all 580 U.S. locations. Taco Bell now has a dedicated vegetarian menu with many options that can be veganized, including the Crunchwrap Supreme. Subway just released a vegan sub at participating UK locations. Burger King is testing vegan Whoppers at 59 locations in and around St. Louis, Missouri in the U.S. Following Canada's recently updated dietary recommendations, the French government just changed theirs as well, telling French citizens that they should eat less meat, sugar, and salt, and more fruits, veggies, whole grains, and nuts. Virgin Atlantic Airlines is removing beef and palm oil from their in-flight menus. A new study shows that almost half of coffee drinkers in the UK ask for vegan milk when ordering coffee at a cafe. This is on par with reports that about half of Americans now regularly purchase non-dairy milk at the grocery store. In fact, experts predict that the dairy industry could completely disappear in the next 10 years. They've already lost over $1 billion in revenue last year compared to the year prior, whereas the vegan milk market is booming, with sales expected to exceed $34 billion by 2024. In animal welfare news, Madrid, Spain just banned wild animal circuses, citing that the needs of animals cannot be met in a circus environment where they're confined in cages for long periods of time. Madrid is the 64th municipality in Spain to ban wild animal circuses, and Spain is one of 26 countries around the world that have enacted this type of ban. Sharks near the Great Barrier Reef in Australia can no longer be shot dead. Shark attacks are incredibly rare, but when they did occur, Australian authorities would try to kill any sharks seen in the area, though this inhumane practice was not found to actually reduce the likelihood of a shark attack. Following public outcry, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that it will stop testing on kittens. For 37 years, they'd been secretly feeding two-month-old kittens raw meat infected with toxoplasma parasites to research foodborne illnesses. The infected kittens were studied for 2 to 3 weeks, then unnecessarily killed, even though this illness is easily curable and the kittens could have and should have been instead put up for adoption. Over 3,000 baby kittens were subject to these taxpayer dollar-funded horrors, but luckily it's finally come to an end, and the USDA will be releasing its last 14 kittens to be adopted by USDA employees. Germany's last fur farm just closed down following a national ban in 2017, thanks to heavy campaigning by PETA. The state of New York is considering a bill to ban pet stores from selling dogs bred at a puppy mill. All pet shops in New York would be required to obtain their animals from rescue shelters or humane societies only. If you live in New York, please call your local state rep and encourage them to support this legislation. The California Horse Racing Board just banned the use of riding crops so that horse jockeys can no longer whip their horses during a race. This comes after 22 horses have died in the last 5 months at the Santa Anita horse racetrack alone, though it's not clear how many of those 22 horse deaths were directly related to whipping. There's currently a bill in the Canadian Parliament that would fine any new park or aquarium in Canada up to $200,000 for holding captive any dolphins, whales, or porpoises. Unfortunately, this would not affect the two existing Canadian aquariums that have about 61 orcas, dolphins, and whales held captive. And for news related to plastic pollution, after a massive number of customer complaints, Trader Joe's announced that they'll be eliminating over 1 million pounds of plastic from their stores, in part by no longer offering single-use plastic bags at checkout, switching to biodegradable produce bags, replacing styrofoam produce packaging with bio-based compostable trays, and selling more loose produce overall, loose produce, that's hard to say. UK-based supermarket chain Tesco is now testing sales of more plastic-free produce, though they're not making it permanent until they know how it impacts their food waste numbers. By 2025, Tesco plans to cut packaging waste in half, make all of its packaging entirely recyclable, and ensure that the paper it uses is 100% sustainable. New York is now the second state in the U.S. after California to ban retail stores from offering single-use plastic bags at checkout. Plastic bags that are still allowed include restaurant takeout bags, deli or meat counter bags, newspaper bags, dry cleaning bags, and bulk trash bags purchased by customers. Counties in New York have the option to charge a 5-cent fee per paper bag as well to encourage consumers to opt for reusable bags instead. Hawaii also basically has a similar ban in place, as every county in Hawaii has banned plastic bags, but it hasn't been made official at the state level yet. And Oregon is currently considering a plastic bag ban themselves. San Francisco, California has become the first city in the nation to ban the sale of plastic water bottles, but it's only for plastic water bottles that weigh less than 21 ounces. A waiver is allowed only if there isn't an adequate refillable water source nearby. San Francisco has already banned plastic bags and styrofoam containers in their mission to go zero waste and eliminate all new trash from landfills. And speaking of trash, there's a European company called Sedna that's taking fishing nets out of the ocean and turning them into carpets. Fishing nets make up almost half of the plastic pollution in the oceans. So while companies that are using recycled water bottles are great, it's even better, in my opinion, to see a company trying to tackle the much larger issue of fishing nets in the ocean. And finally, Chicago, the Windy City, has pledged to run the city on 100% renewable energy, such as wind, by 2024. If you find value in the Hippie Haven podcast, please share it with someone you know who'd be interested. You can leave a review in iTunes or whichever podcast app you're using, and please consider buying me a virtual cup of coffee to keep me going. Each podcast episode takes me about 6 hours to create, and episodes cost about $50 out of my own pocket. These costs include file hosting, editing, transcription for people who need or prefer visual content, and my own time of researching, drafting, recording, proofing, and promoting. And that's just for our regular episodes. That doesn't even include these bonus episodes. So you can visit buymeacoffee.com/Callie, that's C-A-L-L-E-E, to support the work I'm doing with a $3 cup of coffee. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart for spending this time with me, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.